A citizens volunteer group in Anchorage wants the State Department of Fish and Game to hold off on culling wolves that roam a popular state park. The Chugach State Park Citizens Advisory Board has contacted Fish and Game Region 2 Supervisor Mark Birch with a request that a predator control program aimed at reducing the number of wolves in the Anchorage area avoid killing the Ship Creek pack of wolves. Gary Gustafson, chair of the advisory board, says that the public has had little or no notice of a draft plan to eliminate all wolves in the area.
So when we found out that Fish and Game was unilaterally eliminating wolves, including those that were using the park, we wanted to ensure that the public had input into the process. And then when we got a hold of the Wolf Take Operational Plan, which is in draft, not final, by the way, that they're operating under, we found out that they were supposed to do a public process and issue at least a public notice of what they were doing. And as far as we could tell, that never occurred.
Gustafson says that the Ship Creek Wolf Pack is a separate pack from one that roams near Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson that has recently been blamed for attacks on dogs and threats to humans. Last week, Birch issued a press release detailing the success of Fish and Game's wolf removal program. Birch says 9 wolves from the base pack were eliminated through trapping and ground shooting. Tuesday, Birch said that in his viewpoint, the wolf control program is over.
We believe we have mitigated the risk, and so we are in the process of removing our traps from the field. And once that is complete, we do not plan to take any more wolves. From that point on, we will be in a monitoring mode where the only reason that we would take additional wolves is if there was a particular threat, a new threat, so to speak, to public safety. Our field biologists have discretion to take wild animals in the field if there's a threat to public safety.
Birch says officials will continue to monitor the situation and that researchers will study tissue and bone samples from the wolves to determine their dietary habits.